Hi there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermiz. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, December 20th. The OPP and Hanover Police have laid a first-degree murder charge in their ongoing investigation of a death in Hanover. Hanover police officers were called to a residence on 5th Street in the southern Gray County town Tuesday morning and arrived to find one person dead. A suspect was later arrested in Owen Sound. Police have now identified the victim as 57-year-old Colin Campbell of Hanover, and 31-year-old William Backman has been charged with first-degree murder. Police say he remains in custody and is scheduled to make a court appearance next month. Investigators say they believe this is an isolated incident and there is no threat to public safety. An update on Bruce County's involvement in the public engagement process for a proposed nuclear generating expansion at Bruce Power. The county's Community Development Commissioner, Claire Dodd, says staff are working to gather comments about the Bruce C project to submit to the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada.
We are engaging on a regular basis with the Bruce C team, and they're certainly keeping us apprised, as is the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada.
The Bruce C project is a proposal to add another 4,800 megawatts of nuclear generating capacity from four new reactors at the Bruce Power site. It's currently going through the multi-year impact assessment process. Southgate's appointed an interim chief administrative officer. Jim Ellis will be taking on the job. He also serves as the township's public works manager. On the national news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will be shuffling his cabinet today. The move comes after Chrystia Freeland left her role as finance minister Monday and was replaced by Dominic LeBlanc. Reports say several Liberal backbenchers will be promoted to ministerial posts in today's shuffle. And we're going to start gaining daylight this weekend. The winter solstice arrives tomorrow, which is the shortest day of the year, and then the sun will start to set a bit later each day. Tomorrow also marks the official start of winter. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are poised for a sharply lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading ahead of a key inflation reading south of the border. The Dow is on pace for its worst week since 2023. Yesterday, a mixed close. The Dow was up slightly 15 points to 42,342, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed slightly lower. The TSX fell as well 143 points to 24,413. Bitcoin selling off sharply, down more than 9% to 93,700 US. The price of oil is off as well 1%, 68.70 per barrel, while gold's a half percentage point higher at 2,620 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 69.48 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. On the 107-year anniversary of the first games in the NHL, Ottawa had an overtime win against Calgary. Linus Allmark has won his last seven starts, and he had an assist. Edmonton beat Boston in OT. Vancouver lost to Vegas in a quick game. It took only 2 hours and 15 minutes. Minnesota leads the PWHL after beating Ottawa. In a World Junior tune-up, Canada stomped Switzerland 7-1. The tournament starts on Boxing Day. Raptors have now lost six straight after falling to Brooklyn. Chargers defeated Denver 34-27. How about this? Chargers nailed a fair catch kick. First time that's been done since 1976. The rule is a team that makes a fair catch can try a free kick for 3 points. Usually the team's too far away to attempt it, but Denver took a penalty, moving the Chargers up. It was the last play of the first half, so they went for it and got it. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. A little note about the Canadian World Junior win over Switzerland. Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George got the start and stopped all 11 shots he faced in two periods of action. The Meaford Knights doubled up the Bradford Bulls 6-3. PJHL tonight, Kincardine hosts Hanover and Walkerton visits Mount Forest. And senior hockey, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks and Durham Thundercats play home games this evening. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Some light snow today, 2 to 4 centimeters as we hit a high of minus 3. Tonight, flurries and a low of minus 12. And for the weekend, snow tomorrow around 5 centimeters, a high of minus 11. A mix of sun and cloud at minus 7 on Sunday.